In Israel today, two suicide bombers detonated their explosives and killed at least 10 other people in the port city of Ashdod. The bombers were said to be from Gaza. NPR's Julie McCarthy has been to the scene and joins us now. Julie, tell us what happened.
Well, a double suicide bomber struck in Ashdod, John, Israel's second largest port after Haifa. It's located on Israel's southern Mediterranean coast. One of the attackers actually managed to get inside the port perimeter before detonating his explosives. A second suicide bomber, about 100 meters away, detonated explosives, went to a prefabricated office just outside the fence and asked someone for some water, and at that point he detonated his explosives. Now, this bombing represents the first attack on an Israeli port facility since the start of the Palestinian uprising 3.5 years ago, and as such raises all kinds of questions about Israel's vulnerability. The Israeli media had speculated that the bombers had been trying to blow up chemicals, causing a far greater loss of life. That was something that the authorities were downplaying.
Julie, what do we know about who these bombers were?
Well, they were young, 18-year-olds, said to be from Gaza, residents of a refugee camp there. And this, of course, poses another huge question for investigators and represents an extremely serious breach of security on two fronts. Israeli authorities say no one from Gaza has infiltrated Israel to commit an attack in the past 3.5 years, and that the fence that surrounds Gaza is the security guarantee, and it's offered up as evidence by those who actually champion the current barrier that's going up around Israel. How do they get out of Gaza is one question. How do they get into a closely guarded port? Channel One quoted port employees tonight as saying that one of the bombers got in easily because he was familiar to employees there, something the police said they're checking out. Hamas and Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade claimed joint responsibility. The militant group said the attacks were in response to Israeli killings of Palestinian militants and a series of incursions into Gaza in recent weeks.
Julie, there's not much of a peace process left to talk about, but before this bombing today, the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers were supposed to meet, weren't they?
Yeah, they certainly were. There were consultations between the two sides today that preceded the attack. They had actually been described by the Israeli government as pleasant but serious. But after the Ashdod attack, Israel canceled the session that was due tomorrow, aimed at finalizing details for the summit. So all these critical questions about how to revive the moribund peace process, under what conditions, if any, Israel plans to evacuate the Gaza Strip, how the Palestinian security forces would move to ensure that Gaza didn't devolve into chaos should Israel withdraw. These are all questions that need urgent attention, but they've been forestalled yet again.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Israel. Thanks very much, Julie.
Thank you, John.